We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, a series of shiurim on the subject of Pur Vu. As we already mentioned in the previous year, the Gemara, Pesach Tivomis, Daf Samach Be'ez Amud Be'ez, teaches us, Kol Adam She'en Le'isha, Shari B'lay Simcha, B'lay Bracha. And as the morale explains, a person could only be in a state of simcha when he comes to shleimus. And a person who's not married cannot attain shleimus. Furthermore, a bracha can only come to a person if he has a vessel in which to accept that bracha. A woman is the vessel that brings bracha into the home where the bracha should dwell. The Gemara continues saying, "B'loy toiva." If a person is not married, he is in a situation of loy toiva. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, the pasuk says by Adam Harishon, "Loy toiv hayoyis Adam levadai." So the Mefarshim ask, why is this a proof? Maybe Adam Harishon, being in a state without a wife, is in a situation of loy toiv. What is the proof that it refers to anyone? So one pshat is, because if the pasuk was only referring to Adam Harishon, the pasuk should have said loy toiv. Ha'adam levadoi. The fact that the pasuk adds the word loytoiv hayoyis adam levadoi indicates that every person alone is loytoiv. Another pshat, and we said a similar pshat in a previous year, that the word adam, unlike most other Hebrew words, does not have a difference between a Lashon Yochid and a Lashon Rabbim. For example, Ish means one man, and Noshim means many men. Adam, there's no difference between the singular and the plural. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Lo'itayv ha'yoysa Adam levadon. The way it's supposed to be is that many people are supposed to be together. A husband and a wife are supposed to be together. And I saw from the Sefer Sifsei Chaim that actually the Torah is telling us there are two states in which a person could be. There is a status a person could be in, a status of toiv, and there's a status that a person could be in loy toiv. You could be in a good place or you could be in a not good place. What's the difference? The difference is if you're married. If you're married, you're in a toiv, you're in a good place. And in Chas V'Shalom, one is not married, he's in a place of loy toiv, not in a good place. The Gemara says, Ein ben David go, Mashiach won't come, so I saw a very beautiful pshat from the original Rebbe. He says that yichlu is also means to hope, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, kol sonafshi l'chatzus Hashem. Ein ben David ba, Mashiach cannot come at sheyichlu kol neshama shebeguf, when all the neshamas and Klal Yisrael will hope and pray that they will be able to come close to Hashem, then and only then Mashiach come. As we just said, the Gemara says on the Samach Beis Amud Beis, Hashori l'loy isha, shori l'loy toira. If a person doesn't have a wife, he can't come to a Madrega in Torah. So I saw from the Sefer Tiferes Banim that Chosin stands for Chidushei Torah Nechayim. That when a Chosin gets married, then he comes to a Madrega in learning of Chidushei Torah Nechayim, to say proper Chidushei Torah. And in fact, I saw from Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita, he says that's why there's a very common custom that the Kala sends to the Chosin a Shas, some even send a Shulchan Aruch, because now that the Chosin is Baruch Hashem getting married, so he will now have the ability to learn Torah better. And the way that message is conveyed is by sending him the Sfarim with which he will indeed be able to learn. The Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us. The Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us that Omer Velazar, my diksiv, Esaloi Ezer Kenegdoi, Zocha Azrasoi, if a person is Zoicha, the wife is an Ezer, Loi Zocha, if he's not, Kenegdoi, Menagdasoi. So I saw that Mefarshim explained, we know that it says in Pirkei Avos, Ezu Asher Hasameich Bechalkoi. We also know that the Pasuk says, and there are many people that have the minig, to say the Parshas Hamon every day. And it says in the Parshas Hamon, V'yetzu'a'on v'loktu dvar yoy b'yoymai. And the Gemara in Masechta Yuma explains that through the mon, every person knew exactly what his madrega was. Because to tzaddikim, the man tasted like any delicious food they so desired. The beinonim, not so much. The rishayim actually had to grind and prepare the man like all other foods need to be prepared. And that's what the pasuk says. V'yatzu ha'om v'loktu dvar yoymai. From the man, a person could see koyoyim v'yoymai, exactly where he's standing every day. So he explains, if a person recognizes that a wife is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as we just said, Zocha Ezek Kenagdoi, Loi Zocha Menagdasai, according to the Madrega that a person is holding in Avodas Hashem, he could know where he stands in Avodas Hashem. The Gemara says on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Kivin Shenasa Adam Isha, as soon as a man marries a wife, Avaynoisav Mispakakim. So, the Shaila Setshuvos, Marie Bruna, says that's why the minig is that a chasan and a kala, the day of their chasana, they have to fast. Because it's a day of avoynos of mispakekin. But I saw from Reb Aaron Levine that he says that it's interesting. Normally, when the Gemara wants to teach us that one's averis are forgiven, the Gemara uses the wording avaynosav nimcholim. Here we find a very interesting wording in the Gemara, avaynosav mispakakim. So he says that what the Gemara means to say is that getting married doesn't mean as soon as one gets married he automatically has mechilas avaynos. Rather, what it means to say is that his averis need, number one, tshuva. Only if the chasen and kala do tshuva can their averus, can they have mechilas avonos? And furthermore, he explains that the word mespakekin comes to say that his averus are like put in a box. And we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts them on the side. And now he sees how he will indeed behave. If this chassan and kala indeed to act appropriately, that a box will never be opened. If, however, he doesn't act appropriately, those averus, that box is unfortunately open again. But on the other hand, I saw from the Sefer Degel Machna Ephraim that not only do the chassan and kala have mechilas avoinos when they get averus, when they get married, but even all of the people who participate in the wedding will have mechilas avoinos. And in fact, there's a Tosfos in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Aleph, that says Hamesiv Besudas Bris Mila Oisudas Nesuin Nitzel Medina Shogahanim. Participating in the Suda of a Bris Mila or participating in the Suda of a wedding creates that the person should be saved from going to Gehenim Chas V'Shalom. And I saw from the Eishel Avram, from the B'chach Rav, that not only does this apply to the actual Suda's Chasana, but even to any of the Sheva Brachas. If somebody participates in the Sheva Brachas of a, if somebody participates in the Sheva Brachas of a Chasan V'Kala, he also has Mechilas Avonis. The Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis teaches us the Merava in Eretz Yisrael, they used to ask the Chasan Matzah or Maitzi. So I saw the Mepharshim ask that it's understandable why they didn't quote the entire Pasuk by Maitzi. The Pasuk says, Maitzi ani emar mimavis esu isha. So of course, one doesn't want to quote such a Pasuk to a Chasan. But the Pasuk of Matzah Isha, Matzah Toiv, carries with it such a positive message. So why don't we indeed say the entire Pasuk of Matzah Isha, Matzah Toiv? So I saw the Mepharshim explain that what is the difference between the word Matzah and the word Maitzi? Matzah is a Lashon Ovar. Maitzi is a Lashon Hava. And what we're telling the Chassan, if Matzah, you have the choice how to create your home, and according to the way you will create your home, that will determine the success of your new home. If Matzah, if you create your home based on the past, looking at the previous Tyrus, then you will be successful. But if you create a home completely based on Motzei, you create a home only on what's in fashion, what's in style, then you cannot be successful. One can only be successful if Matzah Isha, Matzah Toiv, he builds his home together with his wife based on the principles, based on the principles of Torah and Yerushmayim that we have seen from our previous generations.